Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Miscommunication. You are here with Kelly and Claudia. Hopefully everybody is having as wonderful a day as we are. Kelly, I think we just need to jump right into it. I think that, we have heard, we have given you prayers on various shows. We have crossed fingers and toes at various times for things that you have wished for. And finally, you have some amazingly big news to share with us. I feel like it's time for you to share your amazingly big news.
Yes. It is huge. Huge news for me, because after years of waiting and interviews and trying to get, other jobs, I finally have gotten what I feel like is my dream job with the Kentucky State Government, and I will be working in the great city of Lexington. I know, it's very exciting, but it's in the Department of Child and Family Services, and it's with adoption and foster care. And so I'm on the opposite side of, people get so angry when Child Protective Services comes in and takes your kids. But I'm on the other side when I make kids happy and put them in foster care if they need to be, and then, ultimately get them through the adoption process. So it's super exciting. I start on Tuesday, which, of course, like 1 week from today. I start in 1 week. But the more exciting news, I feel like, actually it's not more exciting, but you get where I'm going with that. Tomorrow is my last day at the call center where
Woo!
I work right now.
That is super exciting news.
Yeah. I feel like it's amazing news. I'm pumped. Like, I love the people that I've worked with, and I'm thankful for the lady that rehired me and gave me a chance again, or gave me a job again. So I'm thankful for that. But it is time for me to be a real adult and move on to a job that can be my career instead of, just a job. So I'm super, super excited.
I am super, super excited for you. So when Kelly's around, you will not have to hide your kids and hide your wife, because she will be there to help them if necessary. And I'm so glad you're getting away from where you're at now. Not saying there's anything wrong with that place. Wink, wink. But time for you to move on to bigger and better things, I believe.
150%, yes. So, yeah, I'm crazy, crazy excited. And, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm so excited.
So ready. And...
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be a great day because, you can pretty much leave whenever you want tomorrow. Like,
I kind of can.
Whenever. You can step on out.
I kind of can. Now, today, of course, I had a little episode where sometimes maybe it's a malfunction with my insulin pump. Maybe I should talk to somebody about that, but I'll have spells where my blood sugar just decides it wants to be 35, and
which is too low for those of you that don't know.
Yes, those of you not familiar with the diabetes, it's supposed to be. Do you remember those commercials?
Wilford
Brimley or whatever. Do you have diabetes? And then
I don't even have diabetes, and I wanted to punch him. It's like, dude, just say it right. Yeah. Like, why is this so difficult? And how many people are? Yeah, how many people are at the commercial that are just like cheering him on? Like, you go, Wilford. No, Wilford, it is not the diabetes. It's not.
Yeah,
I'm not a medical professional.
It's not the diabetes,
but it's not.
And contrary to what, you know, what some, you know, super elderly people might think, it's not called the sugar either. You know, I don't have the sugar. I have too much sugar in my system. My pancreas does not work. So
I like the sugar.
I like to eat sugar. We were just talking about that before this all started. Like, I like cereal that has sugar in it. But I don't have the sugar. It's not called sugar diabetes either. It's called diabetes. Okay. I'm diabetic. That's my problem. My pancreas is just a useless 1 pound organ in me. So that's the situation. But anyway, so I have spells where, and I sound like an 80-year-old woman. I had a spell, but I had an episode. How about that? That's a little bit better. But
is it? I don't
went
know.
To lunch.
It's a little better.
Yeah,
it's a little better.
I mean, none of it's good. None of it's good. I need to just not.
You had a situation.
Oh my God.
You had a situation.
I did. I had a situation.
I had a
low blood sugar situation, and it. I was at lunch, and I had, you know, had a Sprite and finished a Sprite at lunch, which, you know, regular Sprite in a 20-ounce bottle has about 70 grams of sugar. So, you know, that should be, you know, good enough to keep my blood sugar at a normal level. But no, it just decided to, you know, just plummet. And I was in the middle of making a reservation, and my hands started shaking, and I started sweating, and I was like, well, this, you know, it's just not good. So I went to my boss, and I said, look, I need to leave because my blood sugar is 35, and I'm not really functioning very well, and I held my hand out, and it was shaking. And he was like, oh, you can't even really type right now. I was like, no, not really. Not really. But anyway, so I left early today, and, you know, like, the first time tomorrow, like, I start to get aggravated, I might just be like, you know what?
I'm out.
You know, like, the one thing that I was worried about was my last paycheck. And you know what? They've already processed those, and I already know what's going to be deposited in my bank account on Friday. So they can't take it back.
They can't take it back. So,
they can't. They cannot.
Yeah.
But
spoiler alert.
But
they cannot.
Yeah. I mean, I may just, dear Lord, have mercy. I may just, you know, and be prepared for lots of those tiny interjections, because I am, the cats are on right now. And not only did our 7-foot Australian start the game tonight and do pretty well, he's the man, but Alex Poizer is playing right now, and I love him, and that's just all there is to it. But anyway, tomorrow's my last day. I'll probably stay as long as I need to, but I mean, you know, might work 8 hours, I might not, who knows, whatever.
Who knows?
But whatever floats
the
boat, you know.
It's going to be a surprise for everybody when you leave, including you, because who knows?
Exactly. Like, I may just decide in the middle of a phone call, you know what? Hey, how about we screw this do you want to book this room? If not, I'm out. Like, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. Peace out.
You are the last one. Click. Have a good day.
I'm going on my break. on break forever from
ever coming back.
This place.
Ever. I like it.
Yeah.
Well,
I
have some news. It's not big news at all. Have we talked about diet, Bet?
We did. And I don't know if we talked about it like on, I don't know, like on air kind of thing.
I
know we conversed about it.
Yeah. So if we didn't talk about it on air, even if we did, if the three people who are listening now weren't listening then, Diet Bet is something I found, and I'm angry that I didn't come up with it, because it's basically a situation where you bet money, a predetermined amount, for either a 4-week or a 6-month challenge period, and you have to lose a certain percentage of your weight during that period. If it's the 4-week, you have to lose 4%. And I can't remember what the 6-month one is, because that's just too long for me to deal with. But Sean T sponsored one last month, and I thought, well, Sean T thinks this is great. By God, I think it's great. So I jumped in to this diet bet. And so the thing is, so you bet your money, and the people that lose the 4% split the money. Because obviously not everybody's going to lose it, most likely. So the winners get to split the pot, and you're guaranteed to at least get your money back if you lose the 4%. So, I mean, I felt like there was no way that I could go wrong, and I jumped my $30 right in there, and I did win my diet bet. Now, I did
Woo!
Have to go to the
winner.
Yep. Winner. I did have to go to the sauna on the final day before my weigh-in and sweat out a little bit. But I mean, I did the hard work. I did it. And it was so amazing that what did I do? I got into another one. I'm currently in another diet bet. It started Tuesday, I guess. And I'm just thinking, like, this could be a new way for me to earn money for the next few months. I mean, at some point I'm going to have to stop, because, like, there won't be 4% really for me to successfully or safely lose. But I feel like this is a good moneymaker. Like, for now, you know, I got a few extra pounds I can spare. And there's money involved, if I didn't mention that.
Fair.
So
where are these extra pounds?
They are there. I promise. They are in the form of what some people might call love handles, or the dreaded muffin top. In that
Jesus
region.
Bless us all.
I happened to put a few lbs on when I hurt my Achilles in October, and I'm trying to now diet bet them away, and it's working. So really that's all we should focus on, is that not only am I losing weight, but I am gaining money. And I feel like those two things together are amazing. Like, it doesn't get much better than that.
I feel
really
like
doesn't.
If somebody was going to give me $10 to lose 5 pounds or whatever.
Right.
That I would be okay with that.
Exactly. Like, I won like $16 on my first one. Like, over and above what I put in, I got another $16 back. That's a pretty good return. I mean, if you're looking at like investments, I mean, that's over a 50% return that I got in a month. So, I mean, I feel like that's strong. Super strong.
Yeah. No doubt. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Now, the negative side to this is I am currently not able to enjoy one of our favorite foods, which we discussed earlier, is cereal.
Sad.
Cereal. It is sad because I love some cereal. And Kelly and I earlier were actually talking about a variety of cereals, and I feel like, Kelly, that we should give our three listeners the little public service announcement that we discussed about Cap'n Crunch. For those of you who have never tried Cap'n Crunch, and I'm a peanut butter Cap'n Crunch person myself. I think Kelly's a regular, but
straight up.
Cap'n Crunch is a weapon. If you're not aware, you can't just start eating that the moment that you put the milk in. If you do, your mouth is going to be a crime scene, because the Cap'n Crunch somehow breaks apart into shards that resemble tiny knives inside your mouth and begin to annihilate the roof of your mouth in particular. So while most cereals you do want to eat within about 3 minutes of pouring the milk, Cap'n Crunch you need to let sit for a moment, else you will not enjoy it, most likely, unless you are a masochist and enjoy hurting yourself. And then, by all means, just dump the box straight into your mouth and just create a trauma scene immediately.
Yeah. Now, the top of my mouth is not so much the issue. It's the bottom, like, the bottom of my mouth where, like, oh, how to describe it, where you're kind of
that's where
your tongue lays, I guess. Where your tongue is. Like, I just went dumb for a minute. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, it'll just slice it. Just open. And, like, not to the point that it draws blood, but to the point that it hurts and there is pain when I sit and breathe and possibly talk. But... yeah, I mean, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. You need that 3 minutes that we mentioned a second ago on, you know, the limit where you need to eat most of your cereals within that time limit. You need to wait 3 minutes before.
Need to wait.
Before you.
Need to wait. Let that milk.
Dangerous.
Soak in and do its thing. Yeah. So I feel good. I feel good about sharing that. I feel like we've done our civic duty at this point in helping at least three people not injure their mouths anytime in the near future. So I feel like let's move on from public service.
Holy crap, that guy's good. Yeah.
Hopefully you're talking about
basketball. I was. This guy just made a crazy spin move in the lane and, of course, got fouled because he plays for a team that is not Kentucky. And so they called the foul on Kentucky. Refs are very, very good at calling fouls on Kentucky. And that's only slightly aggravating. But, that's neither here nor there. Yes, but cereal also, we can just say very quickly, is 100% acceptable as a meal replacement. I started to say if you're single or if you live by yourself or whatever, but you know what? Even if you're married with three or four kids, I feel like that cereal is always a good meal replacement option. So
I have to agree with you. I mean, if you throw in a piece of fruit, like, I mean, that's a complete meal right there. You got your dairy, you got your fruit, you got your sugar.
Did you ever cut up bananas and put it in bowls of cornflakes?
Yeah.
If you haven't, you should try it. If you haven't, you should try it. There you go. There's your other tip. Yeah. Your other cereal tip for the night, eat lots of Frosted Flakes. And if you have never tried bananas in cornflakes, do it.
Now's the time. You haven't lived.
Go to Walmart right now and get bananas. I'm saying.
You know what I bet?
I'm saying.
You know what I bet? What else would be good with bananas is peanut butter Cap'n Crunch, because you get the peanut butter and the banana thing going. I wonder if that would be good.
I feel like it probably would, just because the mixture of bananas and peanut butter is always a good thing. And, I mean, like, bananas might possibly help soften the blow of the crazy sharp edges of the, so.
Like, it might create a protective layer.
It might. It might. That might be the ultimate, win. I mean, like, that's a win right there, I feel like.
Yeah. So, I mean, as I just said, I can't eat cereal right now. I mean, I could eat cereal, but I'm trying to be good. So, Kelly, if you or if any of the three people listening want to give a try to our peanut butter Cap'n Crunch, and there is like a generic version, BT Dubs.
You can't do that, though.
But the peanut butter Cap'n Crunch is just as good, I will say, at least at City Market, which is also like the Kroger chain. Their generic peanut butter Cap'n Crunch is just as good as the original. Now, Frosted Flakes, don't try that. Don't try the generic Frosted Flakes. They are not acceptable. Raisin Bran, no. No. You have to get the regular Raisin Bran. You've got to pay.
I think we might have mentioned one day, I guess it was probably last week, that, and I distinctly remember saying that there are some things that I am a snob about. Peanut butter is one of them. We talked about cough medicine or cold medicine or whatever, sleep medicine,
yeah,
is what it was, I believe.
Yeah.
But, oh, my word, you've got to be kidding me. But cereal, I feel like, is, you know, like when my dad would come home from the grocery when I was a kid with, like, the big bags of cereal, you know, like the...
Yeah.
What I don't know what the brand was they called it or whatever, but the imitation stuff in the bag, and I'm like, man, you know, like, why'd you do that? Why'd you have to get that stuff? Because that's, I don't like
no good.
But
no.
I mean, I think the only acceptable one that I found, the generic Cap'n Crunch is somewhat acceptable, but nothing else. Nothing else works.
No, I agree.
No.
So somebody try that out. Let us know how it is. Bananas, peanut butter Cap'n Crunch. We'd really appreciate it. All right, Kelly, if you want to try it out, I would really appreciate knowing so that when I can, again, have cereal, then I can try it if it's something delicious. But that's enough talk about food because it's really only making me hungry. So I feel like it's time for us to roll right into our music segment. Now, did you have a chance to check out our band of the week, Kelly?
I did. I listened to them for a while this afternoon. So I'm kind of a fan.
Yeah, so I really like them. Obviously, three people. We're going to tell you who they are in a moment. Well, if you read the description of our show, you would already know. But so they are from Copenhagen, which is in Denmark. I discovered them on Octane a couple years ago, and they have kind of a different sound. It's sort of like rock with like tiny bit of country thrown in, tiny bit, not much. Don't be afraid. Rock people, don't be afraid. It's only a tiny, tiny bit of country, and it makes it good. So we are talking about Volbeat. They have been around since 2001, and their last album came out a couple years ago, Outlawed Gentlemen and Shady Ladies. It's a good one, and they will be on tour. When will they be on tour? Super soon, I think. out on the West Coast. So, Kelly, why don't you tell us what Volbeat songs did you listen to, and what did you think?
I listened, which was the first one I listened to, Heaven or Hell or something along that line.
Yep.
Now, I like that song, but I was taken aback when they started playing the harmonica in that song. I was like, whoa,
right.
That's what? Kind of like, that's kind of different, but I kind of like it. So I was like, oh, well, that's cool. And then, like, the longer I listened to it, the more I decided that they have this sort of, well, at least the lead singer has this sort of like Metallica-esque kind of thing going on, because mm-hmm. if you listen to the way he ends words, it sounds just like him. I can't remember the lead singer of Metallica's name right now off the top of my head, James something.
But yeah.
The way he ends words, I was like, that he must be his brother or something, because they sound super similar. But in a very good way. It wasn't anything terrible. But I was a big fan. I liked the song a lot. So I feel like it's somebody I could add to at least that song. I feel like I could definitely add to my playlist and listen to it. Sorry. Goodness gracious. I just yawned in the middle
that
of
was
all
a big one.
But I know, right? It's terrible. I don't think I've ever done that before. But anyway. So, yeah, I feel like I could add that to my playlist and be super happy about it.
Yeah, I like that one, too. They've got a few songs that I quite enjoy. Their latest album, Outlaw Gentlemen and Shady Ladies, I just like saying it, got a couple really good songs. And I don't know if, Kelly, you listened to Lola Montez, but when that song first came out, I hated it. I hated it, and then I loved it. I don't know what happened. Magical switch. Heard it a couple times, and now like it's in my rotation. That would be my Apple Music rotation, by the way, Kelly. For those mm-hmm. of you that you know have iProducts, Apple Music is the way to go. It's $9.99 a month, $14.99 for a family. You get access to all this wonderful music about which we speak on a weekly basis. So, Lola Montez, fantastic. The Warrior's Call is on one of their previous albums. It's a good, like, running, workout, like, kick-ass song.
Yeah,
have, like,
I listened
a,
to that one, too. I liked it.
Did you like that one?
I did, yeah.
So, yeah, like, their sound is a little different. Not crazy different, but it's like, it's cool, though. I really like them, and I'm glad that you like them as well, Kelly.
Yeah, I'm definitely a fan. So this is what I like about how, like, why we, I guess not why we do this, but the fact that we do this, because it's super cool, because I like half the time, well, any other time, I never would have listened to half of these bands that we've listened to or covered or debuted songs for or whatever. But it's super fantastic, and I've been exposed to so many bands, and it's almost emotional. but I mean, like, I. Again, go back to, I'm always going to, it doesn't matter how many, and this is nothing in offense to, you know, any other bands that we listen to or talk about or whatever, but it's always going to go back to the, you know, old faithful Shine Down and Breaking Benjamin for me. Always, 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 always. But
I agree. I got to throw Nothing More in there. And I also, I have to say, at this point, I now have to throw Disturbed in there because, man, dude has some vocals. Holy shitballs.
Yeah.
David Draper.
Yeah.
Of Disturbed can sing the shit out of some songs. Yeah. The Sound of Silence. If you haven't heard his cover of that, oh my God. Like, I could just listen to that on repeat. Like, his voice is amazing. Might not know it by looking at him. Not that there's anything wrong with how he looks, but it's just like you wouldn't necessarily expect like that powerful voice to come out of that dude. But he slays that song and many, many others. And I think it's cool because I think on every album they pick a cover to do on every Disturbed album. I can't promise or guarantee that, but I believe that I heard that at some point. And if I heard it, clearly it was true. So I think that's the case. So open up your old Apple Music and find The Sound of Silence by Disturbed. You will not regret it in any way, shape, or form. So, throwing them into the rotation, the like old tried and true rotation, and I haven't really shared this, but you know I'm getting a new tattoo, right? In April. Did you know that?
We had talked about that. We had talked about it, I think.
So I don't know what it looks like because I'm leaving that in the hands of the artist. But there may be some Disturbed lyrics involved in the tattoo. There may be.
That's amazing.
So we'll see.
Let's go back to this. What were the you told me what the words were. What was it going to be?
I did tell you. So what we settled on, because I had several options from that song, The Light, and what we settled on was sometimes darkness can show you the light. So that phrase will be somehow, I believe, integrated into this piece of art. So I'm pretty stoked, pretty excited about it because I freaking love that song. Love that song.
Right. Love. Now, when is this tour that them and Breaking Benjamin and Saint Asonia and whoever else is going to be there? When is that supposed to be?
That's a great question. Let me pull it up and see if I can find it. Yes, we announced, I mean, we didn't break the news, but we announced last week this, like, crazy concert coming up or tour with Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin, and Saint Asonia, and Alter Bridge, which is going to be freaking fantastic. Trying to find it because I don't know where. Not really sure where their star.
I've looked through. I've looked at this Disturbed their tour schedule, and you know it's a little bit different than Breaking Benjamin, but I just
got it. Okay, so the tour is going to start on July 9th in Syracuse, New York. This is very bizarre, they will then go to Virginia and then back to New York. So not really sure what's happening there. They're coming to Denver.
So then they go to
Denver. August 15th.
When?
August 15th. In Denver, August. The 15, Kelly, of August.
This is what I'm saying. Look at the date on the September 1. Is that part of that tour schedule? Or is that just Disturbed's going to be in Cincinnati?
Yeah. At this point, The dates run from July 9th through August 19th for this particular tour.
I mean,
I'm not sure if I mentioned it, but August 15th, they will be in Denver. And let me point out, they will be at the Red Rocks Amphitheater. Now, I've never been there. However, I have heard so many people say, you got to go to Red Rocks. You got to go to Red Rocks. Oh, my God. It's freaking amazing. Red Rocks. I've even heard of people going to Red Rocks for a concert they didn't even care about, just to go to Red Rocks because it's supposed to be fantastic. So I don't really know personally because I've never been there, but it looks like on August 15th, I will likely be at the Red Rocks Amphitheater for this concert. And, my gosh, Kelly, I hope that you will be joining me.
I will have, been in my current, well, my new job position for a few months. I would hope by then I would have, some vacation time. And, because my training will be done by then, and I've got my fingers crossed that I will be able to take some time off and be there for that. I can just count that as an early birthday exciting celebration because, of course, that is about 1 month before my birthday. So, yeah, that is looking like a plan. What is this tour called? So I can maybe Google it and look at the dates for myself because I'm weird like that.
So I don't know. However, if you go to metalinjection.net, they have announced the tour dates. They did that yesterday. You can also just go to your Google machine and type in Disturbed and Breaking Benjamin Tour, and I believe that this Metal Injection, will be the first item that pops up in your Google machine search. So, yeah.
Well, look at that. Aren't you correct? You're the smartest person I know.
I do have my
moment. Word.
Checked another. Oh, tickets go on sale on Friday. Tickets go on sale on Friday. So, yeah.
Bristow, Virginia. What in the world?
Yeah, I don't know. Not really sure why they're going down to Bristow and then back up. But whatever. You know what?
They are going to be in Cincinnati on July 27th.
That is very close to you.
That is an hour and a half up the road. I say we do it twice. You come down here on July the 27th because let me look at the date there. July the 27th is a Wednesday. Just smack in the middle of the week. Let's just, forget any plans that you might have or, responsibility. Let's go to a rock concert on Wednesday night. Yeah.
I love it.
Plans and work responsibilities can wait. Let's go see Breaking Benjamin. A lot.
Let's do what matters.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's go see these people. I like it.
Exactly. I'm 100% in it to win it.
I feel like this is the way to go. Oh, definitely. Definitely. So, yeah. People, check out Volbeat. And if you haven't yet, check out Disturbed. David Draiman, amazing voice. Crazy, crazy. And if you like it, well, then check out this tour because it is sure to be crazy, crazy and amazing with all the bands, because we didn't really even talk about Saint Asonia or Alter Bridge, which are two other pretty fantastic groups. So
Saint Asonia is they are a combination of a bunch of different guys from different bands, and I know one of them is from Three Days Grace, because when we saw them they were at Louder Than Life in October, and they played that I Hate Everything About You song, and I was like, that's the best song on the planet, and so they won me over with that, I believe. But I mean, it was super. I mean, like they're super cool. So I'm kind of a fan of that, and I'm a fan of any place where Breaking Benjamin is ever. I know we can just, you know, like, ignore the fact that he was kind of a douchebag, and by kind of a douchebag, I mean, like, completely
super
a douchebag.
Yeah.
But that does not make me love him any less. And not so much like him as a person. You know, like, I have, if I'm going to pick a band person to have a crush on, I think we can all agree that's going to be Brent Smith, just hands down. And I sent you that tweet on Valentine's Day. He's single.
And he's single.
I said, let's get it.
Ready to mingle.
And he's single. Not married, not with a girlfriend. Let's get it. Let's go. I'm going to lose 50 pounds and track him down. And actually, you know, I'll never track him down, because the chance of me losing 50 pounds are like as good as the chances of me winning the lottery. But anyway, yeah.
Hey,
I'm
we're
going like,
to win the lottery.
Yeah,
we're winning the lottery.
We would win the Brent Smith lottery. I'm all in for that, especially. But the group as a whole, and the music especially, gosh dang it, they're my favorite. They Shine Down and the Breaking Benjamin, you know, just 1 and 1A for me.
1 and 1A. I'm down with that. As long as Shinedown stays one, then that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Cause,
yeah.
You know,
I mean,
I have
you know that.
Yeah. You know, like, I decided a couple years ago that I was going to have a new, like, rule. I don't have a lot of rules, but that it's the Shinedown rule, which basically states that if you don't like Shinedown, I can't like you. It's the bottom line.
Truth.
I can't. I just can't. And now there is. I won't call it an exception, because there is no exception to this rule, but I will call it an asterisk. And if you are not familiar with Shinedown, I will assist you and give you the opportunity to listen to them and decide whether or not you like them. So, like, I will allow that to happen. But much like people that vote for Hillary, I simply can't comprehend or compute a person having any level of sanity or intelligence if you don't like Shinedown. So, yeah.
True.
That's my rule.
True.
And
I mean, like, since gosh dang it, I hate to do this, but since we brought up the politics, I hate Donald Trump. I hate it. I hate the idea, not so much him as a person, per se, but the idea of him being the man that will lead our country for the next 4 years makes my head explode. I can't handle it. And so it made me, like, ridiculously happy when I saw a tweet today saying that this name will mean nothing to you, of course, but there's a man in Kentucky, and his name is Joe Kraft. And, you know, he's a pretty outstanding Republican donor, and he's also a pretty big UK contributor, thus the Joe Kraft Center, where they practice for the basketball. So, you know, he's kind of a big deal. And he gave his endorsement to Marco Rubio today. And I was like, I feel like it's a victory. And this is just my 100% honest opinion. If something happens And Donald Trump wins Kentucky when we have our caucus here in a couple weeks. You all might as well start getting ready, because I'm pretty sure Jesus is getting ready to come back. It's crazy. This state especially is so conservative and so, like, just so, you know what I mean? So we're not, there's no way. There's no way that we can, you know, like, willingly and in good faith support Donald Trump in any way. So I'm just saying.
But.
So cats, go Joe Kraft.
Put your asterisk
go
on
Marco
there.
Rubio.
Go Marco. Marco's our man. However, should something crazy happen and the Donald win the nomination, we're all Donald. Like, we got to go for the Donald. We don't have a choice, right?
Yeah. I mean, I know I don't have a choice, because I would, like I've said countless times before, I would vote for Duke sitting right here in my lap for president before I would, in good faith, vote for Donald Trump. So yes, I would cause my father to roll over in his grave, and I would vote for a Democrat, I would vote for Donald Trump. But I just, you know, but I guess I was still talking primary, whatever. But there's no way I'm voting for any Clinton, especially Hillary.
And I, like, vote for Bill today before I voted for Hillary.
Yeah. He was campaigning for her. I saw this clip on the on At Midnight last night, and I love that show. I'm a huge Chris Hardwick fan. But anyway, Bill was campaigning for her somewhere, and was like, and said in the microphone, "Man, I wish this microphone wasn't on so I could tell y'all what I really think about what's going on." And I was like, dude, like,
wow.
You don't like your wife. You don't want her to be president either. Like, let's just stop the charade. Let's just not, how about you just give it up? Because who was it? Somebody announced something today about, like, they're going to force her, like, her aides and her people to testify about their role in that whole email thing. And I'm saying, like, can we please, like, indict her? Like, do something.
Right.
To make it so. They've said that some of the information that she released through those emails, through her BlackBerry, that, you know, she released highly sensitive information. I mean, like, top secret, not ever released to any public ever, and you send that through your BlackBerry through a private server that any Tom, Dick, or Harry with any hacking knowledge could get into?
I mean, you and I could probably, like, look up hacking on Google and be able to get into it after a couple hours.
I'm saying. I just can't, you know, like, hey, government, you know, how about you freaking do something? You know what I mean? Like, and
right.
We all know the only reason nobody's doing anything is because Obama's still president, and they won't do anything under his watch because they're afraid of what he'll do. And
exactly.
And can we also talk about today him giving that, I'm sorry this has turned into such a political whatever, because usually I don't like political junk, but I'm not okay with the decision to, and ultimately, like, I don't know, I guess I don't really know how, you know, like, why I have this opinion, but the decision to close Guantanamo Bay, that houses some of, they said the guy that was the mastermind behind the 9/11 attacks is there. And they're just going to send those people to an undisclosed location somewhere in the United States? Are you freaking kidding me? You're going to send this guy who was a mastermind behind the deadliest terror attack in history, and you're just going to send him to, the state penitentiary here in Kentucky in Eddyville? Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? You can't. You can't. You can't do that. Like, no. That guy doesn't need to be still breathing.
Correct.
But B, like, no. No. That guy needs to be somewhere forever. Don't ever let that guy out anywhere. No, 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 no. Please, no.
I agree.
And I mean, like, oh, my gosh.
1,000,000,000%. I agree.
I don't know what to think about some of the decisions that, I mean, like, how are you going to say that in that little speech he gave today, how are you going to say that keeping that place open goes against what we stand for as a country?
He doesn't even know what we stand for as a country. He doesn't even know what we stand for.
Yeah, no, I don't believe that. I don't believe that goes against anything one dang bit. Because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that place is, you know, keeping us safe from guys who mastermind terror events.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
How does he think it's okay? And I mean, like, and I hope they saw, you know, Congress, somebody, some senator or speaker of the House or something or other, you know, saying that the Senate's going to try to block that action or whatever. And I hope they can, because I want those guys to stay on an island and there be every chance that island could explode at any moment. That would be
exactly.
That would be my
I
ultimate.
I think that would be fantastic.
My ultimate fantasy with that would be, just blow them all up. Just blow them up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he did. That's what some of them did.
That is clearly what they like, and I'm fine with that. I'm not fine. Closing that place down and bringing them here. Mm-mm. Unnecessary.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
no.
No. No.
So we got about 6 minutes left here, and I feel like we need to talk about the last, 2 minutes of The Walking Dead and The Kiss. Spoiler alert. If you watch The Walking Dead and you haven't watched this week's episode yet and you don't want to hear about it, then go away now. In 5, 4, 3, 2, Kelly, The Kiss, talk about it. What did you think? Was it not amazing?
Oh, my gosh. I was dying. I was dying, and I'm showing some self-control right now because I don't want to yell into my little phone speaker and hurt anyone's eardrums, because I just sent my friend a text and said, I need them to make out, you know, because she sent it was kind of a joking thing. It was like, you know, they act so married, you know, because from the beginning of the episode, when she's like, I need toothpaste, you know, and then, you know, they're getting ready and yelling at Carl and blah, 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 and taking care of the baby and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, they are, and they're just adorable, and they're just a cute little family. And then at the end, she said, you know, ha ha, they're so married. And I said, I just need them to make out one good time. And next thing you know, you look up at the screen, and they're starting that whole, hand-holded thing and, making out.
Yes.
And I was like, oh! And I really yelled, I'm glad there was nobody else here because I was yelling, and I was like, oh, my gosh, you've got to be kidding me. It's about time. I'm so happy.
Yes. So fantastic, because I was thinking the exact same thing at the beginning of the episode where, yes, like, they're totally, like, a married couple, and I don't know. Like, for a while, I've been kind of wanting them to get together, and it's weird because, like, they totally don't go together. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not talking about because he's white and she's not. Like, that's not what I mean. But, like, they just totally don't go together, but they do. You know? It's like, they just, like, meshed so well, and I've been waiting for when they were going to hook up, or hoping that they would, you know, hook up. So I was stoked. Did not see it coming at all, so I thought it was fairly awesome that it finally happened. Finally.
Yeah. I mean, just holy moly. It was fantastic. It was so good. And I was so, like, losing my mind, like, oh, my gosh. And I was texting my friends. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I can't believe this is happening right now. This is the best thing ever. I loved it. I loved everything about it. Because, like, I mean, in that scene, pretty much just prior to that, you know, Carla just told Michonne, like, basically he looks at her like a mother figure. So I was like,
yeah,
you know, after that scene last week when, you know, like, when she kissed him on the head, I was like, that was the sweetest thing ever. And then, like, now, you know, they're going to be together. But what about, like, hey, I'm just going to jump out of bed and be naked and point a gun at you. What in the world? That was kind of crazy. Jesus in this episode is insanely gorgeous.
He reminds me of the wolf. Something about him, and maybe it's just the long hair, I don't know, but he reminds me a little bit of the wolf. So, well, that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
but
in a way, I think you're right. But I mean, like, I was all about, like, holy smokes, look at your eyeballs, they're fantastic. and then, you know, and then he, you know, opens his mouth and starts talking, and you're just like, well, you're just a jewel. I like him. So yeah, I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of Jesus in real life, because he's pretty freaking fantastic. I do love me some Jesus. But, you know, also Jesus in this here episode is slightly gorgeous. So I don't know if he's going to be good or bad or scary or what. Like, I don't know how to feel about it. I guess I'm just a little confused.
I don't want him to be bad. But I think he's going to be bad.
I don't think there's any way around that, unfortunately.
No, unfortunately not. And the other thing that there is not a way around is the fact that our time is up for the night, and we had a lot more to cover, Shaka. For a night when we had no plans, we didn't get to talk about some of the stuff that we decided we wanted to talk about. So we'll just have to save that for next week. But a huge congrats to Kelly on her new job and on saying goodbye to the old one tomorrow. Kelly, do it with style, class, pizzazz. Most importantly, make them remember the moment that you walk out of there. On that note, I hope that everybody has a wonderful week, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
Yeah. Bye.